This is Dakota Datebook for April 4th. On this date in 1968, North Dakota State University's student newspaper, The Spectrum, carried a report about police raiding a keg party, but it very well could have been an April Fool's joke. Quoting from the article, "When the forces of law and order surrounded a keg party 6 miles south of Fargo last Friday, the scene was really wild. Some beer drinkers ran off across the fields only to have half a dozen cops loom in front of them. One drinker cleverly burrowed into a haystack, while another tried hiding on a barn roof. 'Come down,' ordered the fuzz. 'There's nobody up here,' he yelled back. But the cops were clever and quickly saw through his ploy. One youth, undoubtedly a member of the rodeo club, hopped aboard a horse and galloped off, only to discover he was in a corral and had no place to go but in circles. Cops cheered them from the banks as a North High swimming star tried swimming upstream, but the spring runoff was too much for him, and he surrendered. A gallant tennis jock tried sprinting back to Fargo and got as far as the bowler before a detective pulled over to give him a ride." The article went on to claim that many of the keggers had actually parked on Fargo Police Commissioner Kenneth Johnson's land, and that Johnson had known of the party plans for days and had helped lay the trap. The article claimed the police were everywhere, in the ditches, ravines, hiding low in the weeds, and some claimed to see them perched in trees. The article said 55 students were caught, while quoting the police commissioner as saying another 100 were involved, but were no longer at the party at the time of the raid. Did this really happen, or was it a joke? The Fargo Forum reported nothing about such an event, but it did reprint an Associated Press article about teenagers from St. Paul getting arrested in Wisconsin for a drinking party that took place at exactly the same time as the alleged party in the Spectrum story. The Associated Press article had been reprinted throughout the Upper Midwest. Perhaps it was inspiration for a Spectrum spoof. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.